evening. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. I am so excited about today's show because I have Chris Burgard joining me today on the episode, and he has just created another film called War on Truth. And we are going to talk about that film on today's episode. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button, or you can donate $5 at theambermayshow.locals.com. Theambermayshow.locals.com to be a $5 monthly subscriber. And also, you can find me on Telegram. I'm on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. You could also find me on X at DJ Amber May. But before we get started with Chris, because we have a great interview, if you enjoy a good cup of coffee, you might try Freedom First Coffee, and they use the unique roasting process from the Victorian era. And First Roasters, which brings back the forgotten art of coffee roasting. Using these roasters, we roast only the finest beans, and it's perforated drums over an open flame, which caramelizes and the sugars when the fire comes into contact with the beans. And while this is extremely tedious process, it creates the perfect coffee experience that cannot be duplicated. So pick up a bag today at freedomfirstcoffee.com. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And when you use promo code Amber, you're going to save money at checkout. So freedomfirstcoffee.com, use promo code Amber at checkout. Well, without any further ado, I'd love to welcome my friend Chris Bogard to the program. Welcome back, friends. Like I said, I have Chris Bogard. He's a filmmaker joining us today. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Amber May, how the heck are you?
I'm so excited. You and I are border state buddies. You're in Texas. I'm in Arizona. We have a lot to talk about today because I think we can get on a little bit of the border issue. But more importantly, we have a film that we want to discuss today. And that's your new movie, War on Truth. But it's been a couple years since I've had you on. Shame on me. I'm sorry about that, buddy. But I want my audience to get refreshed. Like, who are you, Chris Bogard? Like, who are you? Where'd you come from? How'd you get into filmmaking? That kind of stuff.
Well, I'm Chris Bogard, and I'm blessed to be the Chief Strategic Officer for His Glory Ministries. And His Glory Ministries, our goal is to reach a billion souls to Christ. And then our side job is we bring the light of truth to the world. So on His Glory, we reach millions of people a month. You're as likely to see documentaries like Capital Punishment, like The War on Truth, like God Shed His Grace on Thee, Borderland, Holy Land, as you are to see great praise music and great scripture, great Bible study. Mm-hmm. And then you may see an interview from some famous generals or from some three-letter agency operatives. We try to bring you all the news that the deep state media won't.
So I met you at the Reawaken Tour in Phoenix in like a year, two years ago, probably maybe 3 years. Oh my gosh, I don't even remember.
We're dating ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, so I met you back then backstage and I had you on my show and I was so excited to meet you. So did you get connected with His Glory through the Reawaken Tour?
No, actually, just before. Actually, Nick and I were going to make the first movie, Capital Punishment. And we had everything was lined up, and the investors the week we started said, sorry, our board of directors won't let us do this. We can't make this movie. They were too scared of it. So we're like, okay, guess we're not making the movie. In steps Pastor Dave. And Pastor Dave says, you know what? I believe in this project and I know some people. Let's see if we can't get the money to get this movie made. And they did. And that's how I met Pastor Dave. And the very first awakening in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. That's where we started filming the first Capital Punishment, because so many people that were J6 were at that gathering. Mm-hmm. And boy, that day just felt exciting. It felt like the day that you know, politics and faith came together, and we went on offense that day, and we started arming ourselves with the truth. And we made Capital Punishment, everything they told you about January 6th was a lie. Mm-hmm. I was there that day with my family. Nick Searcy was there with us. So we made a movie about that, because for me, I had been in Central America when they tried to overthrow a government previously. So this, my bells and whistles were going off that day. And the more we got into it, we saw what they're doing. It was so obvious as an operation. So we made mm-hmm. the movie Capital Punishment. And that was arguably the most censored film, American film of 2022. You wouldn't believe the algorithms we had to fight and what they did to shut people down. And when it first came out, people would mention it and their accounts would disappear, you know, crazy stuff like that. So the war on truth picks up where Capital Punishment left off. And that'll be coming up May 17th. And maybe I may have sent you a trailer that maybe you could play for your audience at some time.
Oh, and, yeah. I'm going to play on this episode, both trailers.
And I'll let you know something that you were the first person to find out is Friday at 10 a.m. we'll be launching a music video with Forgiato Blow, Mayor Magaville. He's done this song called The War on Truth and the music video that's just so off the hook.
Yes, it is.
We're going to put that on Friday, and we're pretty, pretty, pretty darn excited about that.
Oh, that's amazing. One thing I remember you saying in our previous interview when we were talking about Capital Punishment is you didn't notice any media there.
So here's the deal. So yeah, you're at, for those of you that weren't there on January 6th, about a mile from the Capitol is what they call the Ellipse. It's the back of the White House. It's where they had, it's a fenced off property where the president spoke. Outside that ellipse is a street, and it goes up the hill to the Washington Monument. There was maybe 2 million people there. I mean, way over a million, maybe 2 million. I don't know. General Flynn says it was 2 million. I don't think he's wrong. It was huge, and it was so packed. You couldn't even, like, if I didn't have my camera up, I couldn't film because my arms were so squished together. So there was no press, zero press. Then you have 2 million people, and majority of them start walking peacefully to the Capitol. And people are singing, they're praying, there's kids, there's people rolling their grandparents in the wheelchairs, there's people with walkers. And I look around and there's no press anywhere. And my bells and whistles are going back off to Honduras, because I was like, wait a minute, there's no press, because the throngs of people, the multitudes, the praying, the singing, that tells me that's not the agenda they want to push from the theater they're going to get from this, the images they got. There's something else that's going to go happen today. And just then Nick called me as I'm walking down, you know, the avenue down to the Capitol building, and he was already there. And he said, I just saw the Capitol Police move the bike racks. They're letting people in the Capitol. And I turned around my wife and I said, someone's going to die today. You know, this is deja vu, that I'm feeling sick to my stomach, the nerves up on my arms. This is like Tegucigalpa Airport all over again. And that's what happened. A couple hours later, Ashley Babbitt was dead, unfortunately. And that has just been, you know, you're going to see in the movie how badly they wrote fiction about Ashley. I mean, she was a 14-year active duty veteran, a 14-year veteran. And you'll see in the video that the mainstream media won't show you, she's quite clearly, just seconds before she gets shot, there's a guy named Zach Allam, who is an Antifa type dude that was, he had a military helmet. He's breaking the glass, trying to break through the glass of this door. This little girl, a woman, grabs him, shakes her off. She grabs him again. She sends a left hook into his face, knocks off his glasses. Then they start yelling gun, and you see her go up through the window. I think she was trying to escape what she thought was a gun in the crowd. She had no idea Bird was there. You'll see it. We filmed from there. You couldn't see Bird's position from where she came through that window. There's no way she saw it. But my point is, she went down swinging, defending this country to the end, upholding her oath to the Constitution. And these very evil people, including the J6 Commission, tried to portray her as an insurrectionist. And it's so wrong.
Your film was highly censored, and so was Sound of Freedom. Isn't that something that our government or whoever is in charge of Hollywood. I don't know all the backstory behind that.
The deep state. Call them the deep state because it's a conglomeration of people.
Exactly.
You know, Hollywood works for the deep state. The government works for the deep state. That's how this works. I mean,
you're absolutely right.
We used to say it's a spiritual battle between light and dark. Well, it is that, but it's so much more. This is a war. It's a war on truth. It's manifesting in the physical realm, and it's catching all of us up in it. You know, knowledge is power, and there's never been a greater, more dangerous information war on the planet than what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. And we're in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, I was kicked off of YouTube just restarting my program. I mean, I was called as a broadcaster since I was 4 years old. And after I went to journalism school here in Arizona, I got a job in AM radio. And so I started doing AM radio and I loved it. It was like what I was always meant to do. And then I had children and I quit. And God's like, you need to start your show again. I'm like, what? Who am I going to talk to? Because at a radio station, you have a built-in audience and I haven't broadcasted in 9 years at that point. So I'm like, who's going to listen to me, right? But God's like, you need to do this. And as soon as I start talking about any truth with the Maricopa County elections, because that's what I started with, because I'm here in Maricopa, man, they banned me off of YouTube. And then the second I start talking about ivermectin or the truth about or the lies about COVID versus the truth about COVID, Facebook and Twitter. And I mean, the war on truth is so real. Back when there was regime changes, let's say, you know, maybe during World War II, I don't know if they actually had the burning of the books there, but typically whenever you see a regime change, back before all this electronic stuff, you would see them burning books and information because they don't want you to have that information. So I want to get into your film because War on Truth is so important, but I just want to get my audience caught up to what we're talking about with your first film, Capital Punishment, because I think it'd be great if you hadn't seen Capital Punishment, watch that first. And because it's available now at hisglory.me, I believe is the website.
.tv is where they can see it.
Oh, yeah. .tv. So, okay.
Yeah, .me is where we show our live broadcasting and 24/7 news. And .tv is where we put our documentaries. So okay. Hisglory.tv.
.tv. Okay. So we're going to play this right now.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. And January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up. Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family.
the adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip. And what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
Hey, this is Boone Cutler, and you're listening to the Amber May Show.
Hey friends, are you looking for a financial planner you can trust? Well, look no further than EPS Wealth Management. I work with a wonderful team of individuals, and my part in the team is the marketing director and one of the insurance professionals. Our investment strategy works in an up or down market, and actually works harder for you in a down market. So we have an income-based approach versus a growth-only approach. If you are interested in a strategy that's going to work harder for you, even in a down market, are you looking at holding some gold and silver? Well, look no further than EPS Wealth Management, because we can lock in some great pricing for you and have it shipped right to your house hassle-free. How would you like to have a pension income for life? It's a great complement to income-based investing in the stock market, and the whole thrust is more income in retirement than you need and can easily spend, so you can do the things you've always dreamed of doing and be able to help others in need and leave a legacy for your family. Income also doubles during times of health problems with where long-term care events occur, like dementia, cognitive impairment, having trouble getting in and out of bed. And even if you spend your account down to zero, your basic income will continue as long as you live. So if any of this financial planning is of interest to you, give us a call. Check us out at iloveeps.com. That's iloveeps.com, and let them know Amber sent you.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
That was a phenomenal film. I love the whole thing. I think it was so well done. That you and Nick did a great job on that film. And it was, there was the comedic pauses in there, you know, because it's such a heavy topic that you gave room for laughter as well. And I appreciated that about the film.
So go to hisglory.tv and you can watch that.
Yeah, it's a great film. Okay, so let's talk about the war on truth. So, you know, we both are border states, and I don't know everything about your film. That's why I'm glad you're on today. But just to name some of the things that they lie about, they say that our border has never been more secure. I think that's totally a lie. We're both border state. I live in Arizona. You live in Texas. We know that's not true. And now that we have, governors like Governor Greg Abbott sending migrants to these cities like Chicago that were, you know, welcoming all these illegals. And now they're like, wait a minute. That's just too much crime, too much this, too much that. We don't have enough resources. I mean, now it's hitting them to where now they don't want to be the sanctuary cities that they were preaching on. So they tell us our borders are more secure than ever. They tell us, the COVID shots were so safe and effective, yet now we have myocarditis, people dropping dead, infertility, so on and so forth. And then they tell us that there was no election fraud, and it was the most secure election in all the history of elections. And it's just like, every time they speak, it's just nothing but lies and lies and lies and lies and lies. So tell me about how this film, War on Truth, got created. Like, what made you finally, because you did that great film, now what made you compel you to do this film?
Well, the short answer is when the FBI showed up at my ranch in Texas and said that I was being investigated as a terrorist threat to the security of the United States of America for making capital punishment. I called up Nick and I said, this just doesn't fly. You know, I'm a 62-year-old man, came from law enforcement, veteran family. I've worked with law enforcement for almost 20 years up and down the border, never been arrested. And to be investigated as a terrorist threat to the United States of America for making a movie. That's why I said, okay, Lord, because people have been talking about wanting us to make a sequel, but I just, there were so many people starting to get up and help tell the story in January 6th. We were the first ones, but it started the ball rolling, that I wasn't sure exactly, you know, what was the story that, that God wanted us to tell here. But it was breaking our hearts, is because you'll see in capital punishment, good people going to prison. Well, they just expanded the net. And, you know, when you see guys like Coy Griffin, you know, 9 days.
I know him, by the way. I don't know if you know that, but I know Coy.
One state over from you. He's in New Mexico, you know. But if you look at what they did, you know, here's how they work. So let me do two things. This is how I got into making the movie. But let me address what you said earlier about they're doing this and they're doing this and they're doing that. It sounds like it doesn't make any sense. It sounds like everything is upside down. But that's when you're looking at the world as the world is, our country is good people. We like politicians and they want to do the best for the country. Got to stop doing that. The United States of America is at war. And if you understand, and like I already told you with the information war we're in, that's a battlefield on a larger part of the war, which is called fifth generation warfare. Fifth generation warfare, if you've ever read Sun Tzu, you overwhelm the enemy and you hit them from so many directions that before they even know they're at war, they've already lost. Okay, so just take a look at some of the things that are going on. If I wanted to weaken my target country that I was going after, first thing I do is have to get a hold of the comms. So I'd want to own Silicon Valley. I'd want to Silicon Valley. I'd want to be able to control and do what they call internet interactive acts, which makes it seem like there's a very small section of people with radical or very purposeful beliefs, but flood the internet and censor and send in algorithms and shadow bannings to make it seem like that's the vast majority of people. What, you know, you don't want to be a non-producing trans person and not breed more Americans. There's something wrong with you. Go on the internet. You're a hater. If you want to take down and kill more Americans, all right, let me ask you a question. Say you're an enemy of the United States of America, and you wanted to target this country to kill more Americans than we lost in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Vietnam combined. How would you do it?
I don't know.
How about you desecure the border to the point and you partner up with, you know, Mexican drug cartels to get so much heroin and fentanyl over the border that you start hitting away at our soft underbelly. Okay. Then you could do something like you could have a pandemic to attack the middle class, where they lost over $14 trillion, and transfer that into the elite, the deep state. Then you could follow that up with a vaccine and force everybody in the military to take this vaccine. And the hardest charges say, no, I'm not going to take it. So they get out of the military and the folks that are left get damaged by the vaccine. Oh, possibly to the point that the United States' ability to react to a direct threat could be degraded by as much as 30 or 40%. Then further sow confusion across that border, you put in 10, 15 million people to stress out your cities and stress out your welfare infrastructure and flood America with homeless. You start to see how this goes. It's like death by a thousand cuts, and you don't know which direction it's coming from. Then the most important thing you have to do in an intelligence operation like this is turn everything upside down. So what is good is bad. Oh, you know, you have a country, the United States of America. It was founded by a bunch of people that believe that resistance to tyranny was obedience to God and that we should follow the Ten Commandments. Turn that upside down, make them the haters, make them the bad people. So now you can do it where, you know, you've actually seen this a couple of weeks ago on the news. You can actually, where you actually have people on Main Street News coming in and saying that those people are so dangerous because they believe that their rights come from God, not the government.
I saw that. Saw that on TV, and they're like, what they said is something like similar to there's nationals and then the Christian nationals. And they believe their rights are given by God, not government. Like, we're so crazy.
Exactly.
I saw that.
Exactly.
Did you see Clay? He just posted a video of the guy on the news doing this, the Illuminati sign on TV during the newscast. Like, what the heck? Like,
no, I didn't see that. But what I did see was I saw a cargo container ship that just happened in the middle of the night to run into the main bridge connecting, you know, Maryland to the rest of the country and drop that bridge, which is going to have devastating effects economically to the city of Maryland, which is already underwater. You know, to bring in fuel, to bring in food, to bring in anything into Maryland, they came over that bridge. The tunnels aren't big enough to accommodate all the trucks coming through there. That's why they always send them over that bridge. And now you've dropped that bridge. You can't get ships up and down that river. You've basically cut everything off at the Mason-Dixon line right there. This is going to have huge effects. This is an attack on the infrastructure of the United States of America.
And it wasn't just any bridge. It was the Francis Scott Key Bridge, the one who created our national anthem. So I just found it fascinating. I'm like, I don't see this as just a coincidence that this happened. I hope not too many lives were lost. I don't know how many lives were lost during that accident, but hopefully not too many lives were lost, because they did get like an alert like a minute or two beforehand that the bridge was going to collapse and the police were trying to shut down the bridge. And I just was like, there's something really odd about this. Like, it just doesn't feel normal. I don't know if it's my tinfoil hat wearing time, but there was just something very odd about it. And you brought up a really good point. Now, all that supply chain line is no longer there. So I guess I don't know how they're going to do it. Helicopter? I don't know how they'd bring goods and services into that part of the world, into our country. Interesting. Good observation.
And don't forget that, you know, Baltimore is the biggest port for like Japanese automobiles coming in. This is a, you know, maybe it's an accident. But if I'm thinking of somebody that wants to attack the United States of America in a fifth generation war, this is something that you want to put on the table.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one who thought about that. When I saw that news article, I was like, is this a strategic attack? Like, to me, that's what it felt like when I saw that. Again, maybe I'm wearing my tinfoil hat, but that's how I felt when I saw that news come through. I'm glad I'm not the only one who thought that.
You want to disrupt the food supply. You want to disrupt transportation. Remember, our grocery stores, you know, they don't get deliveries for 2-3 days. They're empty. You
know? Oh, and we saw that during COVID.
Yeah,
we saw empty shelves during COVID. I mean, it was kind of really scary. It felt like the zombie apocalypse that took over when you go into the grocery store and the shelves are bare and you can't get toilet paper. And I'm just like, I've never thought that I would ever feel that way here in the United States of America. And, you know, even still to this day, is there toilet paper on the aisle? Like, in the back of my mind, I wonder, like, is there going to be toilet paper tomorrow? So we take so much for granted, because when we lived through that COVID and the shelves were bare because they strategically stopped the transportation of goods and services. I mean, how long were those ships there on California? You're telling me that there was no way to bring those ships to the port? There's no way some other ship could have gotten out there and transported goods and services and brought it to port. I mean, that was all constructed so that we would all suffer. And it's just like, wow, are they going to do that again? So it makes me feel good that I wasn't the only one who thought that. But it's sad, too, that could be a reality for us. And what else are they, what other shoe is going to fall? Because this is the year of a presidential election. And we all know our elections have been tampered with. It wasn't just 2020. It's not just 22 here in Arizona. We saw a color revolution take place in the executive branch. It's been happening for a long time. And in 2008, you hear Barack Obama on the campaign trail say, thank God the Democrats are in charge of the machines. Why? If nothing happens, if it's the most free and fair election, how come it's so good? Democrats are in charge of the machines, Barack Obama. So it's like, and I've been following stories, and I did an outline maybe a month ago by now when Carrie Lake leaked audio of our GOP chair say trying to bribe her out of not running for U.S. Senate. If they bribed her, tried to bribe her from not running for U.S. Senate, which is a less powerful seat than a governor who has executive power, especially a border governor, Imagine what they did in her election if they just didn't want her to be governor. Imagine what they did in that election. And here they're bribing and they're talking about their lives being in danger, the cartel being involved in it, like all these elements. And in that show that I did, I pointed out different races and different whistleblowers that had similar experiences and different news articles that talked about a lot of money being transferred, some weapons being transferred. And you start seeing this big picture of our elections, and it's a matter of national security.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
I'm Abe Hamadeh, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
The First Amendment is under attack, but did you know you can help protect your constitutional rights by using your cell phone? Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative wireless provider that will always support freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and that's why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you can get the same coverage that you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting organizations like First Liberty, Alliance Defending Fund, Concerned Women for America, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/amber or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use promo code AMBER at checkout. Join us. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Amber. That's PatriotMobile.com/Amber or 972-PATRIOT.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
It's not just about who's the most popular person that you want to win. It's a matter of national security. Our elections are. They know it. We just haven't taken it that seriously as being a matter of national security. And so now that they know that Joe Biden doesn't stand a chance of winning and nobody wants him to win, and they know Donald Trump's up for election, I think this is the year they're going to pull out every stop that they can make for us not to have the election, including possibly trying to cancel the election with wars that they start.
Or bring in 15 million foreigners and flood them into areas where you need them to vote, and then say that if you are against non-citizens voting, you're a racist.
Exactly. See,
again, it all comes down to fifth generation warfare.
Mm-hmm. So I want to play this trailer that you sent me because it was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And then we can talk a little bit more about your film that's coming up, because I'm really excited about your film.
Everybody that was on the ground on J6, police officers and demonstrators alike, were all set up.
Yesterday's conspiracy theory series on today's spoiler alert. You gotta wake up all the people to avoid a world of hurt.
Show no fear.
No fear.
It's a war on truth.
It's a war.
And we do it all for his glory.
It's a war on truth, then we gotta take a stand.
It's a war on truth, while the police say my name.
It's a war on truth, justice for the run of
things. It's a war on truth, and God wins in the end.
We the war, no fear.
We the war,
gotcha.
We'll fight fire with fire, as we take a back on
it's only God's truth that will win in the end.
Kill the babies in her belly as they take her husband down.
Ronald Reagan warned us then, but it's happening right now.
Bring lasers on toddlers and their search warrants really thin. They locked handcuffs on our children and family. Kick the
front door in.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
thank you for this daily bread.
Deliver us from evil.
And take the bad guys down instead.
It's a war on truth, and we gotta take a stand.
It's a war on truth, Father, please save our land.
It's a war on truth, justice right around the bend.
It's a war on truth, and God wins in the end.
In a war, no fear. We a war,
you got it.
They learned a lot from Nazis. They were the first ones to ever take a
knee.
They're not going after pedophiles, but they're coming after you and me.
After you and me.
From the pulpit to the pastures, we're the sons of liberty.
Liberty.
Come this all for his glory, and we're 7 miles high. Living stones will stand together, and our enemies will cry.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
thank you for this daily bread.
Deliver us from evil.
And take the bad guys down instead.
Yeah. It's a war on truth, and we gotta take a stand.
It's a war on truth, Father, please save our land.
It's a war on truth, justice right around the bend.
It's a war on truth, and God wins in the end.
We a war, no fear. We a war,
yeah.
Ashley Babbitt was assassinated, but no one had to pay. If it's equal justice for all, then what about Chris Ray?
Come on.
Turning away from evil, we'll seek our Father's face. Prayer warriors pray together. Put the bad guys in their place.
It's a war on truth, then we gotta take a stand.
It's a war on truth, Father, please save our land.
It's a war on truth, justice right around the bend.
It's a war on truth, and God wins in the end.
We a war,
no fear.
We a war.
Take a stand. Don't be afraid to be an American.
Never be afraid.
Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God.
To God.
Our forefathers kicked the crap out of the biggest military in the world. Remember who we are. It's in our DNA.
We
never give up, never surrender.
Never surrender.
The lion and Judah said, let my people soar. But they pushed my people too hard. They're about to hear us roar. To all my patriots, stand tall. It's the Mayor Magovic.
I got your six.
One Seattle blow.
I got your six.
I got your six.
I got your six.
We a war.
No fear.
We a war.
You got it.
Justice was a setup.
Oh, that was phenomenal. That was such a great. How did you guys get connected? You and the, what was his name again? You said.
So that's Forgiato Blow, and that okay. that video, that song will be being released this Friday. It's coming up Friday. I'm not sure when your show is going out, but it'll be released this Friday. So everybody's going to need to go to iTunes, and they're going to need to buy that song. We want to get that song to get to number one.
Yeah. So how'd you guys meet up? Like how'd that connection start?
Oh, somebody knew somebody, and we just got on the phone, and Pastor Dave said, hey, you should do a video about this. And Fort Giotto was like, yeah, that'd be cool, man, because you know he's really passionate about January 6th, and he knows Mickey, Ashley's mom, and that's where we're at.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's a sequel to Capital Punishment, so give me a little insight of what that means for this film. Like, what are you guys covering on this film?
What you just saw was a standalone music video for the song The War on Truth. I'll have to check it. I should have sent you, I thought you had a link for the trailer for The War on Truth. That's coming out. So I'll get that to you. You can cut that in the show when you put the show up. The War on Truth, it shows you what the war is. You know, as Christians, we're called to tell the truth. And we know that our rights come from God and our allegiance is to God and country. That makes us very different, very dangerous to people that want to take over this country and create a totalitarian country. And mm-hmm. that's what we're dealing with right now. So that's the struggle you're seeing. That's the war on truth, you know? And when people stand up and say, hey, Ashley Babbitt, you know, she died fighting for this country. And other people say, no, she was a treasonous insurrectionist.
Mm-mm.
One of those sayings isn't true. And so that's where we need to go. Just like Biden and the administration and the press saying, oh, five cops died on January 6th. Well, that's horrible. Five police officers did lose their lives. And Officer Sicknick is horrible how he died. But he didn't die being bludgeoned in the head to death with a fire extinguisher by a MAGA supporter. he died of a stroke. And when somebody dies of a stroke, you have to ask yourself, well, did their job make them take the vaccine? Did the vaccine have anything to do with a very athletic man like that dying of stroke? I don't know. But these are questions that aren't being asked. What I do know is no one talks about Roseanne Boylan, you know, or Kevin Greese and then the other fellows that died that day. They just don't talk about the truth. And that's what we need to talk about. We need to talk about and discuss the truth. Because I firmly believe if all America knew the truth, we'd all much more be on the same side. But again, in an information war, in order to divide people, you have to get them polarized on opposite sides.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to get full information. And that's what we're seeing.
Are you going to cover at all about Nancy Pelosi and not allowing any security at this at the Capitol?
It's in the movie. Yep.
Okay,
it's
not good.
Only in the movie. It shows you that they have the intelligence that they needed the security, and it lays out the person who kept that from happening and what happened to that person and how she got promoted after that all went down.
Because the D.C. the D.C. Captain, I think, resigned because and then he started talking about how he was
Chief Sund.
Yeah. Is he in your film too?
He is.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because for people who don't know the story, he's been coming out in news articles and I've caught some of them where he kept going to Nancy and saying, hey, we need security. And she wouldn't listen to him. And so he's been trying to blow the whistle on the fact that Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge of Capitol Security, like she was the Speaker of the House.
You'll see in the movie, Tariq Johnson, who is the commanding lieutenant on the outside of the grounds there, he will tell you that Capitol Police, the MAGA people, they were all set up. This was a setup.
It's really hard sometimes to wrap your mind around it because we all grew up loving America and thinking like the people that we elect into office also love America. And when you find the truth that that's not the case and we see a lot of elected officials bought and paid for by China, it's hard to wrap your mind around the fact that people sold out the country for money and they're probably promised power too, I would assume. It's just hard for you and I, us good people, us middle Americans who just love our nation, love our freedoms. It's really hard for us to wrap our mind around that. And I think that's some of the disconnect of some of the polarization coming up. Like people, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And maybe some people still don't want to unsee it because then the what they had thought about the country now is it's diminished. It's gone. And that's a really sad reality when you first understand the attack, like you said, on the war on truth or all the things that they've been attacking us with for national security reasons. I mean, my God, they want to send more money to Ukraine, but not a dollar to the border. It's just, it's unbelievable. Why does the Ukrainian border matter when the United States border doesn't matter? I mean, we all know it's a money laundering operation. The money gets lost. They take the money out of our paycheck. It goes to who knows where. To who knows who, but eventually everyone gets rich. They're in a losing battle in Ukraine, yet they want to send more money because, you know, that's a good money laundering operation. So when you find that out about your government, it's just hard to take in. And I think your film is perfect for that because it's an easy means of accepting truth. And I think that's why they've taken over Hollywood. Could you talk about that a little bit about the takeover of Hollywood?
Well, I think the best way to do that is go take a look at Mike Smith's film, Out of Shadows. Mm-hmm. It came out a few years ago. Then you'll know everything you need to know. I mean, in order to control a population, you know, you want to control who the heroes are pushing the product. You want to control what messaging is coming out of Hollywood. I mean, I love Hollywood. I worked there for decades. And, you know, one of my best friends has a show called Law and Order. And it's like, or one of my old friends, we're not friends anymore. But you'll never see on that show that a Christian is a good person that loves this country and does the right thing because it's the right thing and lives to work and serve other people and honor God. No, there are always these crazy occult people or any border security person hates, you know, people of color. I mean, it's such a huge megaphone and it's been used to program our society.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think your films are so important because, Like I said, it's an easy modality for people to understand truth by watching something, because there's nobody there to contradict them or their thought process, or to get in an argument with. They're by themselves. They're watching the thing. They're taking it in. There's no one to argue with. I think it's such a great, that's why they wanted to take over Hollywood. And when you finally found the truth about Hollywood, how did that affect you? Like, were you heartbroken? Were you sad? Were you no emotion whatsoever?
I was blacklisted for 3 years. You know, I was a guy that, you know, I never thought I was conservative. I was a regular American. I used to be a ballet dancer. I used to wear tights for a living. And I made my living in Hollywood. Had, you know, Lenny Kravitz's girlfriend lived across the street from us. And, you know, life was great. It was fun. It was a party. And I went out to the border, made a movie about the border in 2005. And the stuff that I filmed and showed was just so eye-opening. I came back and I thought, well, surely if America knows that, you know, that migrant women are being raped on the border, they're making trophy trees, or they're making rape trees, that people are dying by the scores in our pastures and our deserts, and they're abusing kids and they're selling kids and the drugs they're bringing in. If I just showed this to America and showed it to the government, because I figured naively they just didn't know, they would fix it. Mm-hmm. So when I did Border in 2007, we screened for both houses of Congress. And instead of it, instead of it solving the problem, waking people up, it just got us attacked. And that's why I learned how it works. That if you don't tell the narrative, you attack the messenger. So I didn't work for over 3 years in Hollywood. And people I knew for 20 years were like, oh, you made that Bush-loving racist movie about vigilantes wanting to shoot Mexicans in the desert. I was like, did you see the film? I'm like, no, but that's what we heard. And that's how life goes. So. But now things have changed. Everything that we warned about 20 years ago has come true and worse. And Everything that's happening on the border, that's not by accident. You can take a look at a movie I made 2 summers ago with Tom Homan, Trump's former ICE director, called Death County and the River of Broken Dreams. This was all set up years ago. 2015, Joe Biden was in Central America on a campaign saying, give us your kids. He's on the front page of the newspapers saying, give refugio to minors, give refuge to your children. And then what are the facts? His first, you know, his first term in office, we have 365,000 unaccompanied children in the United States of America come across that border. 365,000 kids with no parents. And then on top of that, they've lost another 86,000. Where have those people gone? Why have they lost them? Could they possibly have lost them because when Trump came in office, he put in biometric DNA testing, that if your DNA didn't match that kid, you couldn't pick it up. And when Biden came in, they stopped doing that. Why would someone do that? You know, these are the questions that the media needs to be asking, but they won't, because we're in a war of truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't even ask the Billie Jean, whatever her name is, who's the press secretary, if Joe Biden has dementia. She gets all flustered and upset and says that, well, you're just being rude, and she won't even get a direct answer because she knows the truth. She knows that he does have mental.
What? We're in a post-truth world.
Mm-hmm.
We are. Truth no longer matters.
No, it doesn't. But that's why what we're doing is so important. And I think God called us for such a time as this. I mean, my podcast, we're getting more views. Us podcasters are getting more views than the news on mainstream media. I mean, that is something incredible. I mean, the paradigm shift, and they didn't factor that in about all the podcasters. They thought, man, if they can shut them down on YouTube, if they can shut them down on Facebook and Twitter, then there's going to be nowhere for them to go. No one will watch them. Well, thank God for someone named Donald Trump and Mike Lindell to give us platforms, and Rumble to give us platforms so we can get the truth out. And the truth, what does the Bible say, Chris, about the truth? The truth does what?
Set you free.
Yes.
And what else do they say 365 times in the Bible?
Do not fear.
Fear not, exactly. And if you don't fear, because that's what they use to control everybody. And it's kind of like you can walk through a crowd and you can see people are really scared, they're feared, it's like they're giving into it. And then see other folks going, walk, do, do, do. That's the Christian. Just because we're grounded in God, we're not grounded in the events around us. You know?
And let me tell you about something just that's happened this week that made me I wanted to be fearful, but God is greater. So I've been working on a bill for 2 years, a bill that should be so easy, but there's been so much attack on my bill, a bill to help families have due process because our Constitution says you'll be tried by a jury. And in family court in Arizona, you only get bench trials. You don't even get the option. So if you are a family, if you're a parent that's about to lose custody of your child to state custody and your rights are going to be terminated, you only get a bench trial. My bill says that you get a trial by jury. That's what the Constitution promises. The courts are violating your rights. And I will tell you, I have had so much pushback against my bill. Thank God the legislators right now that I'm working with in my party have been on my side. But last year we had $10 million to put towards the bill and it got crushed in appropriations. Just off the bat, they just didn't hear the bill. It died. This year, it made it all the way from the House to the Senate. I was just at a committee meeting yesterday and in appropriations, I have zero money to my bill. So I am going against big giants that are trying to stop us from having trial by jury. And I have all these lobbyists with all this money coming against my bill that has zero money this year. And it passed committee. And that was a big marker. The fact that I have no money. This is God. I have no money to my bill. And yet it passed committee. And it's been passing committee all the way through. And this is only God, because there is such an attack on this idea. I can't even believe this idea that they're attacking a trial by jury for parents who could lose their children. The biggest hurdle I face now is Katie Hobbs signing it. Once it passes the rules committee, goes to the, I anticipated it passing the Senate floor and going to, so if anyone wants to be in prayer over this bill, and it's to protect families, because the attack on families is so real. You don't want your kids to be transgender, but there's someone in the school that thinks you should. They're going to call CPS. Your world's flipped upside down. You need a trial by jury. So if you could be in prayer for that, because that was what was scary for me. I had to go to the state legislator, going against all these powerful lobbyists, just me as a mom, saying, hey, we have a constitutional right and it's being violated. So I had that moment yesterday that I was really terrified. And I'm like, God, I'm weak. I can't do this. It has to be you. And I left victorious. And
of course you did, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. I said, God, I'm weak. I'm not powerful enough. I listed all my things, right? I said, but God, you are. And my God is more powerful than Katie Hobbs. She can want to veto my bill, but if God wants it, it's going to be done. And it's the farthest this bill has ever been before. Like, there's been previous lawmakers that have tried to get this bill through. It has never gotten this far before. So well, when you say, Chris, fear not, I will 100% lock arms with you on that. Fear not.
You keep doing it. I'm honored to have been on your show. I will keep praying for your bill. Go watch Capital Punishment at hisglory.tv and watch the next couple weeks and see what you see coming out for the War on Truth, which will be.
And when does that come out? When does your film come out?
May 17th.
May 17th.
Hisglory.tv. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Chris, for your time today. I appreciate you.
You have a blessed, blessed day.
All right. Bye-bye. So here's the video I wanted you to watch that I talked to Chris just briefly about. Check this out.
So as you watch this video, folks, why it's the first 13.
This was a little strange.
It's crazy.
I will admit. Yeah. Watch this.
Michael Elise here. What is the historical parallel, the closest parallel to a politician who is this embroiled in legal problems in the run-up to an election? What can you think of any? Is there any history guidepost that can...
Nothing. I can give you the shortest answer on earth. Nothing at all.
Okay, pause. This is some strange stuff. I mean, this guy throws up the Illuminati all-seeing eye symbol on a mainstream television show. So, Amanda, at that moment, President Trump was supposed to come up with a $454 million bond, and his net worth was $2.6 billion. Listen to this, folks. From the time that that man flashed that Illuminati symbol, President Trump's company, Truth Social, okay, was added to the stock exchange, and his net worth went up to $6.5 billion. which means that President Trump had a fine for $454 million. And that means he received an eightfold return. This means that he was supposed to pay $454 million as a bond for this ridiculous fine. And he ends up, his net worth goes up to $6.5 billion. This is just in the past 48 hours. Amanda, this is some wild stuff. I mean, President Trump is 77 years old. It's taken him 77 years to build a net worth of $2.6 billion. And it just jumped to $6.5 billion on the very day he's supposed to come up with this $454 million bond. And then President Trump's response is he hops on Truth Social and does a pro buy a Bible, read a Bible vignette. I mean, Amanda, it is amazing what's happening right now.
So I want to show you the trailer to War on Truth, because earlier we saw the music video to the trailer for War on Truth. But right now we're going to watch the trailer to the actual film. Check it out.
Let me do, I got a knife.
We have not to date seen any evidence of anarchist violent extremists or people subscribing to Antifa in connection with the 6th.
It's not protest. It's insurrection.
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 Two small squads of military trained guys could have wiped out the entire House and Senate that day had there been a real insurrection.
I think that law enforcement has been weaponized.
This guy is not just undercover, okay? He is committing violence.
Everybody that was on the ground on J6, police officers and demonstrators alike, were all set up.
They have this mystery story that we're some kind of domestic terrorist group.
Why are you going to prison for 8 months?
For my documentation of January 6th.
They are being punished as criminals.
When the United States government comes at you with everything they have, it can be very intimidating.
They're trying to instill fear.
This is intimidation, just like the Gestapo.
This was not a no-knock warrant. I could have killed somebody because they didn't identify themselves.
The Capitol Police were coming after me. They conducted a criminal investigation on me because of my position on January 6th.
I was paid to pretend to protest.
For 3 years, the federal government has waged a war on truth.
On May 17th, the truth fights back.
I hope everyone will go watch the film, and you can find it at hisglory.tv in May. So keep your calendars open for May, because that's when this film comes out. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. So glad you were here with me as we talked to Chris Bogart about his films and his movie and about what is happening on the War on Truth right here in the United States. Take care. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show. EBSRA LLC is a registered investment advisor. The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investment, or investment strategies. Investment involves risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategies discussed.